Now, the government's proposing sweeping new powers that would allow intelligence services and other official agencies to conduct covert surveillance, which includes intercepting email. Also under the plans, anyone who loses the keys to encryption technology could face a jail sentence, and internet service providers would have to build in wiretapping capabilities. Critics say this is government surveillance too far, with very few safeguards against abuse of civil liberties, and there are many who think that Big Brother's already watching us far too much. Well, Nicholas Bowman is a solicitor who sits on a range of bodies concerned with surveillance and the privacy of email. Good morning from us, Nicholas.
Good morning.
Can you just bear with us a second, because Radio 5 Live is where news meets sport, and we just need to talk about David Beckham, who has been dropped from the Manchester United team. But can you hang on there for a couple of moments?
Yes, indeed.
Lovely, thank you very much. Let's talk to Dave Woods, who's at Elland Road. We were talking about the privacy of email and this new bill that is coming out. Do you think it's actually needed? Are our emails being tapped already, do you think?
Oh, I think that a lot of email gets intercepted already. And I think the idea of this bill is to try and co-opt the internet service providers into making it even easier.
Right. One thing that I'd quite like to clear up immediately is to debunk some of this jargon. I referred earlier to people who hold the keys to encryption technology. Now, I don't even know what that is. Is that some kind of code?
Yes, it is. One of the wonderful things that the internet has brought us, as well as the ability to send messages, is the ability to scramble them so as to keep them private. There's free software that you can get on the internet that keeps your messages private to you. I'm a practicing solicitor. I use email in the course of my work. I use scrambling technology to keep it private for client confidentiality. And to do that, you have to have a decryption key so you can read your messages. And that's what they want to get at.
So Jack Straw wants to read all our emails. Is that right?
So it seems.
Nicholas, when this government came in, Freedom of Information campaign, I thought, good, at last, we've got rid of the repressive Tories. But this government is demonstrating, like all governments, is it not? It's keener to know more about us than it is for us to know about them.
Yes, I think governments are becoming frightened of the internet and want to find ways of trying to control it and to ensure that people can't enjoy over the internet the sort of privacy that they can enjoy in the rest of private life.
And will we be the only country in the world, as I think I read the other day, in which the law could be used to imprison people over their email technology?
Yes, it's ironic that the government should have set out to make Britain the best place in the world for electronic commerce, and actually it's ahead of the whole world in bringing in powers that will enable them to compromise the security of innocent users of electronic mail.
In what ways will this bill actually help internet users, though? Will it cut down on fraud? Will it cut down on pornographic images, that type of thing?
I don't think it'll have any impact on any of that at all.
Well, surely it'll make it easier to find the people who are perpetrating crimes on the internet, won't it?
I don't think that people who perpetrate crimes on the internet are using encrypted messages when they do it, because their victims are the ones they have to communicate with, and their victims can reveal what is communicated. If they're plotting privately and secretly, the crime that they commit is going to be in the real world and not on the internet. So I don't think this is going to make very much difference at all.
Nicholas, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. I don't know whether you've got any thoughts about David Beckham at all.